Hello, today is Tuesday, January 10th, 2017. I'm Joe Schmidt from TC2, and this is Staying Connected. Last week, Tango, which is a telecom expense management company, issued a press release stating that it had received two proposals to be acquired by private equity firms. That same press release went on to say that Tango likely would not meet the deadline for completing its financial restatement process, which Tango needs to do to retain its listing on the NASDAQ stock exchange. I'm joined by two of my colleagues that have a deep understanding of the TEM market, Teresa Knudsen, a project director at TC2, and Steve Rosen, a partner at LB3. Let me start with you, Teresa. Tango is a provider of TEM services to many of our clients and is possibly one of the top global TEM providers. Is this press release something that should cause concern?
Thanks, Joe. And yes, I think this news should cause customers to be concerned, but I think we should go through a bit of history first, and then we'll talk about kind of reactions that I've had to the news. Initially, Tango went public in 2011, and they embarked on a series of acquisitions, everything from ProfitLine, Telwares, HCL, Anomalous Networks, TT Mobile's, IBM's Rivermind, and most recently, Vodafone's TEM business. So as Tango absorbed these acquired companies, they took over their IP, their technology, employees, and even their customers. So as you mentioned, Tango emerged as one of the largest TEM providers globally, but primarily because they bought up all of their competition. And many customers I'm seeing who are now with Tango used to be with somebody else, and maybe they're not so happy with that transition. But, you know, regardless, Tango is ranked highly by Gartner and even recently was ranked as a visionary in the field of managed mobility services. So the press release is a bit alarming as it's on the heels of several other issues that arose starting in March of 2016 when they announced their initial financial reporting issues. It was followed by their CFO and CEO resigning in April and May, then further delays in filing required documents with the SEC in compliance with NASDAQ. And over the summer, they fired 10% of their workforce. In October, they announced further noncompliance with the listing requirements, and the chief revenue and senior VP of operations resigned. So a lot of things are going on with Tango financially. So overall, Tango has a strong TEM platform, but they struggle with the complexity of the financial reporting and compliance for their business because it's highly volatile, includes variable revenue opportunities, such as when new customers are brought on board and there's one-time audit type gain share fees, and there's downward pricing pressures from the market. So while accounting isn't rocket science, it's very complex in their business and it's what they struggle with.
All right, thanks for that. All right, Steve, are there any steps that a customer of Tango or any other TEM provider need to take if they're worried about their TEM provider's stability?
Good question, Joe. What customers should do is they should pull out their TEM contracts and they should look for the following clauses which might help them. First is, what are the required notification periods for termination at the end of a term? It might be 30 days, it might be 60 days, it might be 90 days in order to avoid auto-renewal of the contract. The second is they should look at the SLAs or other measures of quality that might have been missed by their TEM provider to allow the customer to terminate for cause. And the third is the ability to terminate for cause if the TEM provider's finances have become uncertain or shaky, for example, delisting on a stock exchange.
That's great. Thanks, Steve. So, Teresa, what advice would you give to a Tango customer that views Tango as a good partner and is generally happy with their Tango service?
Well, Tango's client service directors are reaching out to all of their customers now to provide written and verbal feedback and assurances that, in their words, that, quote unquote, Tango remains a healthy, viable business dedicated to servicing its customers' global TEM needs. So this is an opportunity for the customers to speak directly to one of Tango's executives, and we highly suggest that you take them up on this offer and schedule a session with their executives. Include your key appropriate C-level executive, whether it's your CIO, CFO, or CTO, the one that's most involved with the TEM vendor relationship. So overall, the biggest risk that customers face in the short term is loss of key personnel, especially if it's your account manager. So having these discussions will help allay some of those fears and give you a chance to voice your concerns. And continue to meet regularly with your account team to monitor their performance, SLA adherence, just overall compliance with their contracted services.
And what if a company wasn't happy with their Tango relationship?
I, based on a couple conferences I spoke at in 2016, I think there's a lot of dissatisfaction with Tango. And some of this is really due to the inherent complexity of a company managing this relationship. It's hard. Vendor management is not a skill that a lot of companies have. But overall, the customer feedback that I heard was not one of contentment. So I highly suggested if you were in one of this category of a dissatisfied customer that you take out your contract and map out the key dates and, as Steve mentioned, understand the key terms and conditions related to your deal. And then establish a plan to take your business to the market with a tailored TEM RFP. And you need to allow for adequate time for this. The RFP process, time to negotiate a new contract, and of course to potentially transition business away takes time. And so we recommend that you give yourself at least 18 months prior to the end of your existing contract to allow adequate time. And I also found out today that Tango is holding its annual global client conference at the end of May in Orlando. And I think this would be a great event for all customers to attend just to hear directly from the Tango team what's going on with their business. By April, they should have a better view as to what's happening with the delisting as well as these private equity acquisition proposals.
Great. That's some very useful information. So, Steve, do you have any thoughts on what TEM customers can learn from this experience and what they might need to do to make their next TEM deal better?
Sure, Joe. There's a few things that customers can do based on sort of learning from this Tango experience. The first thing they might do is add ascertainable measures of quality. For example, failing to apply the correct contract rates, failing to timely pay invoices, failing to timely update customers' inventory to allow for termination for cause of their TEM deal. The second thing that they might do is add key personnel language to their contract to allow termination for cause if their TEM provider does not keep key personnel on their particular job. The third thing they might do is make sure that the customer, not the TEM provider, owns the customer's data and the customer is entitled to have it returned to them in its native format. The fourth thing is that the deal should be short, 1 or 2 years, and there should be renewal rights in a transition period upon termination, which will allow the customer not to be trapped into a long-term TEM deal with a provider that's not providing good service. Another clause is that there should be an ability to terminate upon financial uncertainty of the vendor, which we talked about earlier. Perhaps if the vendor is delisted on a stock exchange or if its finances are objectively shaky, then the customer should be able to get out of the deal. And finally, there should be an audit clause that allows basically the customer to audit the auditor and see if the TEM is doing what they said they're going to do. Sort of in the words of Ronald Reagan, trust but verify.
That's great. Thanks, Steve. That's a great list. So, Teresa, if customers are now, let's say, reevaluating their TEM strategy, what are some of the things that they should be considering?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, consider the time frame to do a proper RFP, to negotiate contracts, and provide for adequate time to transition the business, which 18 months would be a comfortable amount of time. So do some adequate planning. And also consider separating your wireline and wireless TEM services to different providers. This will mitigate your risk so you're not solely relying on Tango to provide all of your TEM services. And wireless TEM is really kind of an interesting business. Managed mobility might be a more familiar term. It's an area that still has quite a lot of competition, especially from the likes of MDSL. So try to mitigate your risk by looking at different providers. Definitely plan to go to market and continue to communicate with your Tango team.
Fantastic. Finally, Steve, I've done some TEM deals, and they can be pretty complex. Is there any special skill set in-house or outside counsel should have to effectively review or write a contract for TEM services?
You know, Joe, there is. So TEM combines a number of areas of the law, and these areas are going to vary in their importance depending on how the TEM services are actually delivered. But that said, in the big picture, you want counsel with knowledge of the following areas of contract law. You want someone to know about professional services, someone to know about business process outsourcing, and that person to also know about software licensing or software as a service, depending on how the actual TEM services are delivered.
Great. Thanks, Steve. And thank you, Teresa. I do appreciate both of you taking the time and for sharing your insights.